From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Jessica here, August 13th. The news in 10. Let's start at home. Let's get into it. First, from BBC News Top, polls open in Clacton by-election. Voters will take to the ballot box to elect the next MP for Clacton when polls open from 7:00 BST on Thursday. An electorate of 79,785 registered voters have the chance to vote for one of 34 candidates standing in the Essex Resort, the most ever to stand in a British election. 51 polling stations will open, covering Clacton and the surrounding towns of Jawick, Frinton, and Walton-on-the-Naze. The constituency also has rural villages including St. Osyth, Wheely, and Great Bentley. Next, second, from Bloomberg Top, Russia eyes Europe's sabotage, soaring U.S. debt costs more. Up next, third, from Bloomberg Top, Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, Russia eyes Europe's sabotage podcast. And then, fourth, from RFI English, can UK's hard-right Farage bin financial probe with by-election win? Nigel Farage, leader of the anti-immigration reform UK party, will be fighting for his parliamentary seat on Thursday, going head-to-head with parody candidate Count Bindface in snap polls. The by-election was called after Farage resigned amid a probe into his finances. But the surprise move threatens to backfire as none of the major political parties has fielded a candidate. Next, fifth, from Channel News Asia, PM Wang sends condolences to China over death of former Premier Zhu Rongji. Zhu Rongji, who served as China's premier from 1998 to 2003, died from illness on Wednesday at the age of 97. Singapore Prime Minister Lawrence Wong on Thursday, August 13, conveyed his condolences to Chinese Premier Li Qiang following the death of former Chinese Premier Zhu Rongji. Zhu, who served as China's premier from 1998 to 2003, died from illness on Wednesday morning at the age of 97. Mr. Wong described Zhu as an old friend of Singapore who played an important role in strengthening ties between the two countries. Up next, sixth, from the Hindu Top, Congress demands declaring Assam floods as national problem. The Assam Pradesh Congress Committee APC on Wednesday, August 13, 2026 submitted a memorandum to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, urging him to declare the state's recurring flood and river erosion crisis a national problem. A delegation led by Pranjit Das, chairman of the APC Relief and Rehabilitation Department, met Assam Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya and submitted the memorandum in this regard. And then, seventh, from Straits Times, Italy's Meloni has a youth problem as election approaches. Rome, August 13, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's government is increasingly unpopular among young voters. Opinion polls show a trend that could prove costly ahead of a national election due next year. Next, eighth, from BBC News Top, Putin can no longer claim victory in Ukraine. Nobel Peace Prize winner tells BBC, at the Moscow offices of newspaper Novaya Gazeta, the corridors are silent. There is an overwhelming sense of emptiness. There is no newspaper anymore, former chief editor Dmitry Muratov tells me. Mr. Muratov co-founded Novaya Gazeta more than 30 years ago. It became the flagship for hard-hitting independent journalism in Russia, shining a light on human rights abuses and high-level corruption. Up next, ninth, from the Hindu Top, Bombay High Court interprets Supreme Court order on law exam protection. The Bombay High Court on Tuesday, August 11, 2026 ruled that the Supreme Court's one-time protection for law students applies to any semester-end examination missed during the 2025-2026 academic session, not just to final year or final semester exams. A division bench of the Bombay High Court, comprising Justice Riaz Chagla and Justice Farhan Dubesh, delivered an order on a petition filed by students of the Indian Law Society ILS College, Pune. And then, 10th, from Bloomberg Top, China mourns Zhu Rongji while debating his painful reform costs. The death of China's former Premier Zhu Rongji has set off a heated debate on social media over the true costs of his forceful reforms that helped transform the nation into an economic powerhouse, including the tens of millions of people those same policies left behind. That's the day. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.